Good morning, we're continuing with Chayyadim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're starting Kol Yud, as we pointed out that each one of the Kolim, and moving forward, the Chayyadim will go through one Malacha. In general, each Malacha gets one Kolal. Some Malachas, because they're different Pratim, will get multiple Kolim, and a few Malachas will be condensed into one Kolal, but for the vast majority of the Lamatas Malachas, each one will get one Kolal. So, Kol Yud is the Malach of Choresh. So now the Mishnah, Shemesat the Shabbos, starts with Hazareya, and the Choresh is number two, but the more already in Shabbos, and I give a little vase. Ask the obvious question, you plow it before you plant, so why does the Mishnah say the Zareya first, and Choresh second? So the Mishnah answers that is true, that you plow and then you plant. What about a scenario where a person plows, plants, and then plows again in order to cover the seeds? Is that the person going to be chai for the second Choresh? The more says that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that a person is chai for that second Choresh as well. In the places where that happens. So that's also considered the malacha of Choresh. So since, however, the normal flow is that Choresh comes first, the Chayyadim puts Choresh first. Choresh hu ha'av. So Choresh is plowing. That is the av. So what defines the av? And this is relevant to work out the various different toldos of, excuse me, Choresh, to work out what are the toldos, we have to understand what is the defining element, characteristic of the Av. There are two characteristics of the Av. It's the process of breaking up karka. It's a physical definition. It's merapa karka. It softens the earth, that's the goal in order to plant, that the earth should be softened. So we could argue that the definition of Choresh is anything which goes and creates soft earth is going to be the Av. The second definition is that we'll look more in a broad sense. The point is not the softening of the karka. The point is the softening of the karka, which then allows for planting to take place. So the main point is the preparatory aspect of the ground for planting. That's what's creative about it. So which one do we focus on? Rashi and Shabbos seems to focus on the fact that the ripui karka is the defining element. But the Yerushalmi, which the Rambam seems to follow, and the Chayyadim is following that, seems to focus on the tikkun karka for the purpose of planting is the primary element of the malacha. And therefore, anything which would fall under that category, that the person is in some way making the karka better for the purpose of planting, is going to go under the umbrella of the Isra of Choresh, as I told him. Mekibin shekabonos ha-choresh l'rpui ara. Since the purpose of Choresh is to soften the ground, loosen the earth, which allows it to absorb the seed more quickly and better, so it facilitates planting. The part of the goal, the reason why the plowing makes the field easier to plant in, besides the fact that the earth is now loose and you can plant in loose earth much more easily than in compacted earth, it also levels out the field. If the field is not level, so when you're planting, some areas might get more seed or less seed. The more you make the area level, that the face of the field is fairly consistent, you will get a much more consistent act of planting the crop. Okay, so included in the aspect of chervish, you have both of these elements. L'chein ha-chervish b'sada, person digs, o she'osa charitzer, made a ditch, a furrow, o she'hoyu shom tel katan, v'hi shpiloi, there was a small little hillock, H-I-L-L-O-C-K, a hillock, a little small little mound, a tel katan. So there was this little pile of earth, mishpilo, and he lowered it. So by doing that, he created a level field to plant it, or opposite. There was an area which was low, and he raised it. So we have to clarify more about this in the next year. That's introduction into the Malach of Charish. Have a good day.